93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista on Second Date Update. If you find yourself having a good first date thinking, man, this is going really good, then you don't get a call back or you get blown off or it seems that the other person has disappeared.
Yes.
You find your way to our show on Second Date Update.
Such a treat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is for us anyway. This morning we're on with Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
All right, good. So you, I got your email here. You went on a date with a guy named Ryan.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit. Now, how did you meet Ryan?
Match.com.
Oh, okay.
Match.com.
You see a lot of the commercials for Match.com.
I know. They're always so good looking, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, so you're on Match. You hook it up with Ryan. You guys start talking for a little while. What was that like?
Talking was great. We had a good connection, liked the same things, liked the same movies, talked quite a bit, and just didn't have time to meet up for a while, and finally went on a date, and I had a great time, and we laughed, and actually went to dinner. We had drinks afterwards, and he was really respectful, really nice, really good head on his shoulders, but he never called me back.
After the date.
Why do you guys do that? Be respectful at least and say something.
You know, sometimes there's something that happens and during the date and you don't want to be, you don't want to upset anything or you just kind of go through whatever. Who knows? I mean, there's 100 reasons
why. Way to go, Marco. Way to go.
That's why we do Second Date Update to find out. All right. So you went out for drinks. You had the good conversation. And then kind of how did the night kind of end up? Did you guys kiss? Would you hold hands? I mean, how was the actual date itself?
I thought the date went great. We were laughing and having a great time. We were supposed to just have dinner, but then we had a drink afterwards and we didn't get, wasted or drunk or anything, just nice and easy. And, we didn't kiss, or hold hands. You know, we both are just wanted to take it slow. So I thought, okay, this is the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to go slow. We get to know each other. And we talked a lot.
Sure.
He made, the bartender laugh and he was just really funny and really nice. And I just don't remember anything happening.
Yeah. So you can't recall.
Make him not call.
Right. Anything on your end where it was like, oh boy, he's definitely not feeling that, or I shouldn't have said this. None of that happened.
No, I looked really nice that night and because I hadn't met him yet. So I really wanted to put a good first impression.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I was on my best behavior. I thought.
Well, that might be the problem. No, I'm just kidding.
What else do you expect?
I'm joking. Mm-hmm. So don't say anything, Maria. We're going to call Ryan. We're going to see if we can't get the other side of the story. Maybe get you guys back on a second date, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Honey. You're welcome.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ryan?
Hi, this is Ryan.
Hey,
is this?
What's up, man?
What's up, dog?
Hey.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Woo! Party!
Oh, my God. Come on. Okay. You just made us very uncool. Hey, Ryan, it's Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison. How are you, buddy?
The radio? I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing real good.
He's a fan. I can tell.
Yeah, good. Hey,
why am I on the radio? Why are you guys calling me?
Oh, God, here we go.
Funny you should ask, Ryan. We're doing a little segment called Second Date Update, where you...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Yeah.
You've been out on a date with somebody, and if they don't get a call back for a while, they come to us for help, and today we're trying to help out Maria.
Oh, Maria. I remember Maria. She's a sweetheart.
Isn't she?
It's a good first step. At least you remember.
Good.
Yeah.
She was cool.
She was cool.
Good and cool. Okay. Yeah. I'm wondering why you never called her back then, Ryan.
Oh, man. Well, everything's kind of, the internet. The internet is, you gotta be careful who you meet on the internet.
Jesus.
What's going on there, Rai?
Well, Maria was awesome, and I we went on the date, we had a great time, everything was really cool, we had great conversation, took everything super slow, but there's just something inside of me that kind of was just like, is this the same person?
Because of something she said, or the way she was acting when you met her, you mean?
No. I mean, like, it didn't look anything like the person on the internet.
Oh, you mean you literally?
What are those?
You literally thought she was another person? Like it didn't even. Holy moly! What do you so?
Yeah.
What do you mean she had like blonde?
Like maybe her photos were a little. I don't know. At first, I kind of thought maybe like she had a doppelganger or something, or like maybe she. I don't know. Maybe I was kind of overthinking it a little bit. All I know is that when she got there, she looked way different than the photos.
Hmm.
A little bit older or something, or just kind of like, I don't know. I just got this like inside intuition where it was just like, I don't even think this is the same person.
So really? When you
and
met her.
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah. When you met her, were you like, is this the girl? Was it that bad? Or was it like?
I mean,
was it that bad?
Like it was just something that was in my head, and then I think I just kind of was like thinking later, like, okay, Maria was cool, she's awesome, kind of a little bit older. Maybe the photos that she took were exactly like a few years ago when she, you know, probably was doing a lot of yoga or something.
Sure.
I don't know, but so you know, it wasn't.
She's a little rustic. Is she just a little rustic today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just seemed a little bit, you know,
yeah.
Aged.
Yeah. Okay. So she didn't look like her pictures, and she was doing yoga when those pictures were out, and she's obviously not doing that now. Is what you're saying?
That sucks.
And so you were thrown back.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought, like, I don't know. I want to meet a girl that's going to be more of like a flow thing. Like, not you don't have to look extra. You don't have to try to look extra prettier than you already are. You can just be how you are now.
Wow, yeah. There's not many guys out there like that.
It's deep, Rye. It's deep.
I like it.
Okay, so now you see this girl. You're not even sure she's the same girl. You went through with the whole date, though, right? I mean, were you just looking at her the whole time?
I wanted to be nice. Yeah. I wanted to be like a nice gentleman. She was a sweet girl. I couldn't just, you know, kick her to the curb because she didn't look exactly like the photos on the on the site.
Yeah.
Well, are you just not attracted to her, though? I mean, at all?
You know what's weird is I actually really liked her personality, but it's just, I think the way the whole internet thing is kind of operating now, it's just throwing off the whole kind of game right now, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you get
catfished quick on the internet nowadays.
Horrible.
And then it's just I think it's just better now to maybe just meet people face to face, kind of.
Yeah, well,
you know, like organically.
There is something to be said for that. Well, I do have to tell you, Ryan, we got Maria on the phone with us here. She was not able to get to you, so.
Oh.
Yeah, we were helping her out.
Great.
So Maria, apparently, strange as it is, the pictures didn't look like you.
Oh, honey.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh.
Oh, how's it going?
Well,
sorry.
How's it going?
It's okay.
Sorry.
You know, when I took those pictures, they were just a couple months before we met. And honestly, when we talked, he said he wanted a woman that was more, it was natural, that didn't wear a lot of makeup. And so these pictures, I had a lot of makeup on. I wanted to look good. And so when we went out on our date, I wore natural makeup. I didn't overdo it. And he actually complimented me. He said he said I look nice. I know he's not going to say I look old. I don't appreciate that. I mean,
yeah.
But, the girl does.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is he lied. He said he was going to call and that he had a great time and maybe just a little bit more honesty it wasn't going well. It didn't work out, but just not saying anything sort of left me wondering, you know, what I had said or what I had done. But I can't affect how I look.
Yeah. So, look,
person.
Just to be clear, are you using older pictures on the internet to, or are they recent stuff?
The ones on the internet, I have pictures that go way back. But for my profile picture, no, I used a recent one. I mean, I'm one of those people that don't look the same in pictures that I do in real life. I can't change that.
Let me just speak real quick for women. I'll be the first to say, listen, I'm one of those girls that uses those awesome filters on my face for photos. It smooths out our wrinkles. We don't look like that
You're
in real
such
life.
Such a liar.
But I'm one of those girls too.
Unbelievable.
Who cares, man? Whatever. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to look good.
You wonder why guys are just walking around like we don't know what's going on.
Oh,
is this
Jesus.
The same girl? I have no idea. I don't even know what's happening.
It's Yeah.
All right. So
it's not our fault we have the options on our phone.
Sure. Sure. No, you can paint your face right up, boy. I mean, it's amazing. Facial recognitions. They're like, I don't know. It's the same girl. I'm not sure.
Krista, no, that's Patty.
All right. So it looks like you guys had a good time. I mean, here's what we do on Second Date Update, Ryan. If you you seem to like Maria's personality, and now that you know she had a recent picture, but she just doesn't look like herself in the pictures, if you want to try out another date, I'll be happy to take care of the whole thing. We'll pay for it. We can send you somewhere real nice here in Madison. It'll be on us. That way you guys can just concentrate on each other and maybe strike up a a chord or whatever. Who knows? Maybe something good will happen, but it's totally up to you.
You know what? Screw it. I'll go out with you again, Maria, but I just know that, like, I just wanted to just share that the whole internet experience thing kind of just messes with my brain, you know, and I didn't mean to hurt you by not calling you back, so.
Well, look at that.
That's just sweet.
Maria, what do you think here?
Don't feel bummed, you know?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that, and yeah, I mean, if you'd like to go out again, I would love to.
Oh my God,
nice.
You guys are so cute.
Cool.
This is going to be awesome.
It is awesome.
All right.
Huggies.
Awesome.
All right, good. Well, we're glad we could help out. I mean, that'll be good. It's awesome.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are. You got makeup on.
No, my name's Patty. It's not Krista.